This is Late Night Council, right?
Does he want it big? Like, this is Late Night Council.
What do you want me to do?
It is Wednesday, July the 25th, 2007. It's Ask the Pastor, Ring the River, Parley with the Padre, Dialogue with the Log, Person to Parson, Moment with the Minister, Chatting with the Church Guy, Blabbing with the Bible Boy, Clergy for Clarification, because of call proliferation of this audio congregation in the Capital Nation, broadcasting from the Tower of Truth on the CTV Globe Media Market Mall in beautiful downtown Ottawa. Welcome to the Ask the Pastor version of the show, kids. In studio with me in the Hal Anthony Memorial Studio is Barry Davies. Hi, Barry.
Hi, how are you, John?
Now, Barry, tell the people what your title is. Who's Barry Davies?
Barry Davies is the Ontario Regional Director for Alpha Canada.
Alpha Canada. Now,
yes.
I know what Alpha is, and, you know, we have had people from Alpha on this program before, and but I know that we've got new listeners tuning in all the time, and there may be people that have never heard of Alpha. Tell the listeners what Alpha is.
Alpha is a basic introductory program on Christianity, what Christians believe and why they believe it. And where it's a little bit different is that
it's successful.
It is successful.
Because most programs that you've just described, I can tell you right now, people would hear that description and they'd think, yeah, another program. But
yep.
I think maybe you need to tell people how many Canadians have gone through Alpha since it started in Canada. How many years ago? 8 years ago, maybe?
About 8 years ago, yes.
How many Canadians have gone through Alpha?
About a million so far in
Canada. A million?
Canada.
So one out of 31 people. One out of 31 people. Men, women, children, babies, seniors. One out of every 30 people in Canada has gone through Alpha.
That's true.
That's how huge it is. That's
it
how
is.
Successful it is.
And that's just in Canada.
I would think if it's an introductory program to Christianity, because people have a stigma about
Absolutely.
Church, religion, whatever,
yep.
and it's had a million people go through, it's got to be quite attractive, because you can't drag people into churches.
Precisely.
You can't drag people into, you know, even discussions that they were taught, because you know how bad a name organized
That's
religion
right.
has had. So what makes Alpha different? Why is it that successful?
I think that it fills two basic needs, and the first need is people have questions, and they're looking for answers. And the answers relate to things like, why am I here? What is the purpose
right.
of life? Is there more to life than this? What happens when I die? And they're looking everywhere for those answers. You just go into a Christian bookstore about it.
But would you say, though, the answers, the way Alpha presents them, is not in a preachy way?
Precisely.
And people actually get an opportunity to talk about what they believe, to talk about their fears. They talk, and they're not getting browbeaten. They're not
yep.
getting preached at. They're not. Nobody's trying to convert them.
Yep. yep.
And there's just a real. You forgot to mention the food, Barry.
Well,
I mean, that isn't the drawing card.
When I first heard of Alpha and why it works, and it's called the three F's of Alpha. The first, it's got to be fun. If it's not fun,
and
people won't
fun.
Come. It's got to be fun,
the
or
DVD,
you wouldn't get a million people come through.
The DVDs and the atmosphere is quite
Precisely.
Fun. It is.
And it's about food.
It's about food. The food is good.
It's good.
It's not just a cupcake and a coffee.
No, it's a full meal deal.
It's roast beef, it's turkey, it's Italian pasta, it's Greek food, it's all kinds of great stuff.
And the food is good, but it's also good for breaking down relationships so people can talk.
Mm-hmm.
And the third F is
up.
Friendship. Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, if you break bread with someone over 10 weeks and they're talking with their mouth full, you get to meet them more than, hi, how are you,
mm-hmm,
and what
mm-hmm.
do you do for a living?
Mm-hmm.
So you develop a relationship from
mm-hmm.
So that's good.
So food, fun, and?
Fellowship.
Fellowship. That's a churchy
Precisely.
Word.
That's why I like friendship rather than fellowship.
Okay.
But they told me about it in church. But I think you hit me right on the head when you said people are looking for answers, but they don't want to be told what to believe.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
they want to, and what Alpha does, it creates an opportunity where they can ask questions without being challenged.
Yeah, yeah.
They can, and I tell people it's, what do you think? What do you believe?
Well, they can espouse things without being challenged,
precisely,
too.
Precisely, precisely.
Is it true that the way it's, and I mean,
yeah.
I'm active in
sure.
our church as well with it. It's more like you're going to get presented Christianity, but you're not going to get argued with.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't want to accept it, you're going to be loved no matter
yep.
what happens.
Precisely.
You're going to have a good time, even
yep.
if you never come back in the church again.
Yep.
You're going to know that there's a bunch
Precisely.
There that really cares for you.
It took me about a couple of years before I realized the genius of Alpha. And the genius of Alpha is the teacher is not in the room; it's by video. Right. Therefore, people are free to question that. And
that's a good dynamic. I never thought of that.
That's a good dynamic. The leader is not a preacher teacher. The leader's a facilitator. What do you think
and
about
it's not,
that?
It's not intimidating. He's not there when the discussion
precisely.
Starts. So people can pick him apart.
Absolutely.
And it makes for a good dynamic.
And therefore, people, and because they're not challenged, they'll feel comfortable enough to express their opinion.
It is Ask the Pastor on Late Night Council. Barry Davies, the Ontario Regional Director for Alpha.
The heart of the problem is usually a problem with the heart. This is Ask the Pastor on Late Night Council.
We got Barry Davies here for a little bit here at the beginning of the Ask the Pastor version of Late Night Council. He is the Ontario Regional Director of Alpha, okay? And Alpha, you got a little bit of a gist of what it was. I've said gist all my life, and I've had people email, it's gist. I've always pronounced it gist, so please forgive me. Gist, whatever. We've gotten a bit of a gist of what it is. How many churches here? Now, most churches started up in September, right? So there's this big promo going on. We're going to see Alpha signs on buses, Alpha signs on billboards.
Yep.
Where else you got them? You got TV ads going on here?
No, they're too expensive to do, but they're on billboards. They'll be on buses, the side of buses, inside and outside.
Okay.
And on bus shelters as well.
So how many churches in Ottawa are running an Alpha program in September?
That's tough to know just yet, because the only way we will know is if they register
figure.
On the web.
I'm not going to sue you if you're wrong, Barry.
I would say we would probably have, I would think, 20 to 30 anyway.
20 to 30 churches.
So.
That's a good selection.
It is a good selection.
So people, like as far as geography is concerned, there's probably a church in their neighborhood that is running Alpha. Now, what is so cool about Alpha is give me all the religious denominations that are involved in it here. Just rattle them off the top of your head.
Pentecostal Alliance, Roman Catholic, Anglican, Baptist, and all the various
it's the whole
any Christian,
57.
Virtually any Christian denomination.
So this is not restricted to specific denominations.
Absolutely.
Now, another thing I like about it is if it's running in an Anglican church, it's not going to be a typical Anglican program. If it's running in a Catholic church, it's not going to be a typical Catholic program.
Right.
If it's running in a Pentecostal church, it's not going to be a typical Pentecostal.
Right on.
It has a flavor all of its own, isn't it?
It seems as though the whole thing is
targeted towards people who don't want to have anything to do with church.
Yes, and it is.
And
it's designed
people,
for people outside the
and
church.
And most people have a good reason for not wanting
precisely.
To have anything to do with church.
Absolutely.
And the feedback I've gotten from people that have attended Alpha for years is, I never knew church could be like this.
That's right.
And but it's not church, is it? It's something totally different.
That's right.
Now, billboards and everything, I got to ask you this, and let's have some fun with this, and don't be nervous when I ask you this question, okay?
I will.
What kind of churches don't have Alpha? What kind of churches will not promote Alpha?
In my opinion, it is some of the churches that have their own programs that are reluctant. Their focus is internal rather than external.
So churches that are interested in ministering to and just catering to the people that are already there.
Precisely.
So in other words, same old, same old.
Yep.
We've always done it this way, and
yes.
This is the way we're always going to do it.
Right.
Those churches are not going to have Alpha.
Precisely.
And yet, Barry, you know that there are churches that are like that, and somebody within that church convinced the hierarchy.
Yes, absolutely.
And went through battles.
Yep.
And, you know, I know for a fact there's some people in churches that have tried to get Alpha in for years,
yes.
Battled 4, 5, yep. 6 years, gone through committees, done whatever they could, made presentations, and when they finally get in, the people that were bucking it the most become the champions.
Absolutely.
The people that were bucking it the most, why did we wait so long?
Yes.
You know, because man, it gives a shot to faith groups. That's incredible.
I know,
and the reason you're on the program, I know of no other program in Canada that has done more good to revitalize faith groups than Alpha.
Amen.
It's amazing.
And most of it, we have a preconceived notion. People outside the church, when they come to the first time to the course, they realize it's not what they expect. Similarly with churches that we talked about, they assume that it is something, and when they see it and experience it firsthand, it's not what they expect. It exceeds their expectations.
Here's another reason. Now, I was pastor down in Greeley.
Yes.
Okay, and I gave you a little bit of the story of you know,
right.
like
while I was the senior pastor here and doing duties here at the radio, it was a crazy situation. I mean, the congregation down there was unbelievable, the way they supported me and letting me do what I did on the radio here. But we knew about Alpha. The Greeley Church knew about Alpha, three, 4 years before it finally happened. You know what my concern was and what probably would have held it back in that church? We were always pro-Alpha. You know what, what held us back there? I knew how much work it was.
Precisely.
I knew, you know, if you're going to do this, you better be ready to sacrifice. You better be ready to make this priority. You need cooks. You need greeters. You need people to run projectors. I mean, we do it at Bethel, and I'll bet we've got, when you include everybody, we've probably got, I'd say, and hosts anywhere from 60 to 100 volunteers.
Yes.
That are committed, man, for 13 weeks, man. That Alpha's their life.
Precisely. Most pastors are fearful of taking it on because of the time.
They need a
leader with a passionate burn to assure the pastor.
I wasn't fearful. I had so much respect for the program. As soon as I saw the material, as soon as I started, you know, talking to people that had through it, I knew, hey, this is good stuff here. And I knew that if we're going to do this, we got to do this right. And I can't do this unless I know I've got the ducks in a row. I had far too much respect for the program because I did not want to bring it in and have it fall flat on its face because it's too good. The material and the program and what happens as a result is too good to waste. It is worth the sacrifice. It is worth parents giving up time with their family. You know, perish the thought. We make gods out of our families nowadays. But man, it makes a difference. It really does.
And I think that's why what attracted me to it, and what attracts the dedication is when people realize, and that's a benefit of Alpha. It allows people to serve, and allows them to see God touch and change lives right before their eyes, and that's what excites them. And the fact that they think that they can do their part in helping someone come to know the Lord, and so it's exciting.
How much does it cost?
Well, does it cost to participate? Nothing. There's no price.
Have you ever heard of any group ever charging for Alpha? Or is that part of the agreement that they will not charge?
No, it is. It's what we say to people is there is no cost to Alpha for the people that come. But
so
we say
there is
a cost. Some churches pay for it 100%.
Yeah.
Some of them, what we used to do is put on baskets on the table, and we would just say the cost. It's costing about $5 or $6 to provide a full meal every night.
Right, and
if you want to help participate, great. If you don't, we for sure understand. It's entirely up to you. There's the basket. If you want to make a contribution, great.
So
if you don't.
It's the church that makes that call then.
Sure.
The individual church determines how it's going to cover. The church determines, okay, this is going to cost us whatever, thousands of dollars. And you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to tell you what we do, what we think is right. There's no way in the world, if I want to present a course and an introduction to Christianity, if I want to undo the damage that church organized religion has done, if I want to undo the damage that organized religion has done to people that maybe were brought up in it as a kid and they will never darken the door again because of a bad experience, it will be a cold day, and they'll be skating outside in Phoenix, Arizona, before I ever charge anybody any kind of fee to come and hear about what Christ is about.
Absolutely. And that's why we say you don't charge people for. You say there's some people want to participate, and that's great.
And some people are very appreciative.
Absolutely.
See, now we get that too, and we tell them if that's the case, don't give it here.
Yep.
We have Sunday services, or you can mail it to us, but we don't want to see any money here. That's not what it's about. I think it really creates a real beautiful atmosphere.
It's
like you're having people over for dinner,
Precisely.
Like if you had friends over for dinner, I'm sure this meal costs us a bit. It costs us a bit to have you over tonight, and we're just going to leave the bucket. You don't have to give, but on your way out, if you want. There's nobody in the world that would pull a stunt like that. And I think that's probably the closest I can describe the atmosphere. It's like you're going over somebody's house, and you don't ask people to pay for the meal.
And as I said, churches do it on their own. Some churches just can't afford it. They're small churches.
Yeah.
They run it on that basis. They don't want to deny the program.
And it's still effective, though, isn't it?
Absolutely. Precisely.
Yeah.
And some churches that have trouble doing it on that basis will go to a sponsor in the church.
Barry, website is alpha.ca. What is it?
Yeah, it's www. alphacanada.org.
Alphacanada.org. Okay?
All one word. Yep.
So if you want to know what church in your neighborhood here in Ottawa is running Alpha,
yes,
that information is there.
Yes.
Okay.
And in fact, in Alpha, actually in Ottawa, through some, they have their own Alpha website. And,
so should we direct people to that
sure,
website here?
Sure, to the Alpha website, and it's alpha.ncf.ca.
Alpha.ncf.ca. Okay.
And go to events, and it'll explain what churches are involved. It'll explain what's coming up with the Alpha Initiative coming up in September.
Alpha.ncf.ca.
Yep.
Barry, thanks for doing this tonight.
This is good. It's been my pleasure.
And we'll be anxious to hear how it goes, and we'll be looking for the signs on the buses and everything, and we'll
yes.
be able to say, I remember hearing about that guy on Late Night Council.
There
that
you
was kind of
go.
Cool.
Good stuff. My
we
pleasure.
Got the news next. Open line, open topic. It's a classic version of Ask the Pastor. Whatever you want to talk about after the news, give me a call, send me an email. I got all kinds of things to talk about. You know that. And, of course, I'm sure you do, too, but I won't know that unless you call in. 521-8255. That's 521-TALK. Star 580 on Bell Mobility. 1-800-582-3372 is the long distance line. jcouncil@cfra.com is the email address. Stay with us.
Ask the Pastor, the one show God never misses. This is Late Night Council on 580 CFRA. Sixty years of serving Ottawa and the Valley. We are News Talk Radio 580.
It exploded worldwide now, and he is the guy that teaches on the DVDs. He's the guy that kind of represents Christianity. He's very funny. He's an excellent speaker, and the questions that come out are really, really good.
Yes.
So, Gene, you did it in a church in Agent Court.
No, I went there to meet him when he came
to
open
the
Canadian chapter.
Okay. So what church did you do Alpha through here in Ottawa then?
Your daughter church.
My daughter church. Which one's that?
You know which one.
Well, I mean, Bethel's mothered a number of churches in town. Which one are you talking about?
Woodville.
Woodville? Okay, Woodville.
Yeah.
Okay.
The reason
Woodville's
why I'm
the one. Woodville's the one we're most closest to, and Woodville's the one baseball team that we can't beat in the church softball
league.
Oh,
so. Dear me. Oh, brother, that's good.
Yeah.
My reason for calling is so people will know what Alpha stands for. Of course, in the Bible, we know it refers to the Lord Jesus.
Yeah, Alpha,
the
Omega.
The Alpha
yeah.
and the Omega.
Yeah.
But Alpha, in the teaching book, A stands for anyone.
Anyone.
Anyone can come to Alpha.
Anyone.
L stands for learning
now,
and
Gene,
laughter.
Now, Gene, now hold on here. Anyone, even Leaf fans can come?
Pardon me?
Toronto Maple Leaf fans can come?
Even you, John.
Because you know that Toronto Maple Leaf fans, there's no person more lost than a Toronto Maple Leaf fan.
Oh,
you know that.
Oh, dear me. Oh, dear.
Okay, anyone can come. What's L?
Anyone. L, learning and laughter.
Learning and laughter. Now,
yeah,
I did, you know, Gene, I've been running Alpha for 2 years, and I didn't know these letters here.
I
learning and laughter.
It's in the book. There's a book that we follow, and it
See,
gives the
Gene,
meaning.
Gene, you're finding out how stupid I really am tonight, aren't you?
Well, no, maybe. It's in very fine print.
Okay.
P stands for pasta and pie, because we are all...
Pastor and pie.
A full course nerd.
Pastor and pie.
Right?
That's a very healthy combination. You put pie
know,
near a pastor, you're not going to have pie around much longer.
This is why they have pastor and
so
pie.
So you got A is anyone, L is learning and laughter, P is pastor and pie. What's
yeah.
H?
H is helping one another.
Helping one another.
And A is ask anything.
Ask anything.
Yeah, your questions.
Or as Gene says, ask anything.
They consider your questions. Don't ever think they're dumb. Ask anything about Christianity.
Gene, that's really good. Thank you for that.
I thought you knew that.
Well, Gene, I might got a brain like a sieve. I mean, I forget more things than you can imagine. I mean, there was a lady I was doing some work with this afternoon, and I've spent hours and hours with this lady in the last, year. She's a lady who does the volunteer work in our church, and we had to have some work done this afternoon. I couldn't even remember her name, Gene.
Oh,
it all was sick. It was so embarrassed. You know, I did want to crawl under a rock and die.
I know.
I mean,
that
she had every. Thank God
before.
She's a Christian, because she had every right in the world to punch me right in the mouth. You know, how dare you forget my name? It's horrible. You know, You know what? When I start doing that to my own kids, then I'm in trouble. You know?
What you have to do now is words association to remember people's name. I have to do that sometimes
really?
To remember people's name.
It's getting worse, Gene. It is. I'm telling you.
Well, we're all getting older, and I find people know my name, and it's all because I'm so involved in so many programs at Woodville.
That's good. Well,
we both
got a good excuse, Gene.
But thank God, if anybody asks what Alpha stands
that's
for,
great. Gene, you're wonderful.
That is what it means.
Thanks for calling in.
Yes.
Take care.
Okay.
Have a good night. 521-8255 is the number to call. We're open line, open topic. It's Ask the Pastor Kids. Whatever you need to phone in about. 521-8255. Star 580 on the Bell Mobility System. Now, you know.
80 CFRA.